God, who in the humility of thy crucified Son hast raised up a fallen world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we keep the feast day of two saints. One of them is one of the patron saints of young people. He is a Polish saint, Stanislaw Kostka, and the other is from Spain, and he is on the calendar today, and his name in Spain was Diego, or James. They had this in common. They both of them were very humble and very devoted to the cross. Saint Diego used to hold a little wooden cross all day long if he could. He was a Franciscan brother, and Saint Stanislaw was extremely humble as well. They were both of them very devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. And they both ended up going to Rome, and when they were in Rome, they got the lowest and the most humble kinds of jobs to do, and they didn't mind, because they were followers of the Crucified. And we never complain about having to do some difficult job or work, saying, I don't want to have to do that. We think, this is my way to serve our Lord. It must have been a little hard for St. Stanislaw Kostka, because you see, he was from the Polish nobility, and they would have had many, many servants. He would never have set the table, or washed pots and pans, or cleaned out bathrooms. There would have been servants to do that. But he walked all the way from Vienna to Rome to become a Jesuit, because the Blessed Mother told him that was God's will. And because he was from such a wealthy family, and the life is so hard when you are a Jesuit seminarian, the superiors decided they should try him. And they made him do all of those jobs, and he did them all very well, and with love. Saint Diego was a Franciscan brother, as I say, and he eventually was sent to Rome, because there was a holy year, and all of the Franciscan hundreds and hundreds, thousands of them, came to Rome for the Jubilee of St. Bernardine of Siena. And there was a kind of a bug going around in Rome, and many people, including many of the Franciscan friars, got sick. So much so that they had to take a big church, Santa Maria Araceli, which is a church where they have a miraculous baby Jesus or bambino. Well, they took the whole church and they made it into an infirmary. And they put this brother, who was very humble but also very talented at organizing things, they put him in charge. And he didn't mind in the least, even though he was very humble, to be given so much responsibility. Because sometimes people who are proud or lazy say, well, I couldn't do that. I don't know enough, that would be too much for me to do. But that's just really a way of being lazy. Humble people never say that. Hard workers always do what they're told, because God gives us the grace to carry it out. Well, he did a wonderful job, children. He organized everything in the infirmary in a perfect way and took care of hundreds of the sick and found time to take care of feeding the regular poor people, too. They say that when some poor person came to St. Diego of Alcala, and he didn't have any money, which he usually didn't because he was a poor Franciscan, and even if he didn't have any food to give them, he spoke to them in such a kind way, so beautifully about God, that it just made them feel better. And they didn't mind going to bed hungry that night, because their souls had been fed in a wonderful way by what this holy, humble Franciscan would tell them. Oh, and sometimes, too, when nobody was looking, he did what the saints would do. The saint we have this month, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, she did that, too. And I think Saint Catherine of Siena did as well. That is to say, if you've got somebody to take care of, and he had leprosy or his horrible sores all over his body with pus in them, when nobody was looking, these saints would suck out the pus. Imagine that. They did it as an act of profound humility and as a penance, because nobody likes to do that. But one time he was discovered by another brother doing that, and he was very embarrassed. But then he thought to himself, So he stood up and he said, well, brother, that's how you take care of people with sores. And the brother didn't know any better, so he said, yes, brother. And he went away and minded his own business. And meanwhile, the leper, whose sores he had sucked out like that, got better. He was miraculously healed. saints' lives are full of wonderful rewards for being holy and humble. Both of these saints' children glowed with the love of Jesus in the tabernacle. That was their greatest joy and their greatest glory, to go to Holy Communion, to visit the Blessed Sacrament. And one time, St. Stanislaus, when he was a student with his brother, who was no saint, they were staying in the house of a Protestant in Vienna, and St. Stanislaus was treated so meanly by his brother that eventually he got sick, and it was feared that he would die. So, of course, he wanted a priest to come and give him the last rites. But the wicked Protestant who owned the house said, "There'll be no priest coming into this building, that's for sure." So St. Stanislaus prayed to St. Barbara, who is the patroness of such things. She comes to us next month in December. And St. Barbara sent two angels to bring Holy Communion and the Extreme Unction. And he received his sacraments from the angels. And then the Blessed Mother appeared to him and said, "Well, you're not going to die after all, my son." And said, "You should go to Rome and be a Jesuit." And so he obeyed our Blessed Mother. That's a little bit about these two very humble saint children. Whenever Saint Diego would serve Mass, whenever he was the thurifer, it was the most unusual thing. He smelt like the most wonderful incense. Not only when he was at the altar in a cloud of smoke, but even in a procession or going into the sacristy, and those who were serving with him, the acolytes, they smelt like an incense that no one had ever smelt before. That was a little miracle that stands for the what's called the odor or the perfume of sanctity that a wonderful, humble, holy saint like that would give off. Well, let's ask these two saints' children to be humble, and if we have a chance to say something mean today, let's not take it. And if we're asked to do some job that we think, "Ugh, I don't want to have to do that," let's just go ahead and do it with a big smile. And most of all, when we come to our Lord today, at the table of the Holy Communion, the banquet of heaven, let us glow with love for Jesus and think, what a wonderful thing that the Creator of all, with whom I am destined to spend all eternity, is coming to me, to my soul today. Let's receive Holy Communion with the devotion of a saint. And now let's kneel down, and I found a nice prayer, and we could say it before Mass, a prayer in honor of Saint Stanislaus. Dear and blessed Saint Stanislaus, who ran so swiftly along the path of holiness and captured heaven by so great a love of God in your tender years, look down upon us, we beseech thee. Pity us all who are plodding along in this vale of tears, sometimes without the courage and the zeal which bore thee so swiftly into the arms of God. Help us, thou who wast so great a saint, even in thy tender years, to run fast along the path of sanctity. Teach us to be courageous in the midst of temptation, to lay aside laziness and discouragement, and to grow constantly and speedily in the love of God. Give us thy simple secret of an immense and flaming love which conquers every obstacle and transforms the lowliest action into the golden fruit of holiness by a pure and a right intention. Bless all of those who are called, dear Saint Stanislaus, to follow the blessed way of a religious vocation. Show especially to them the nothingness of this life, the excellence of heaven, and the privilege that it really is to leave all and to follow Christ, and the great fruit they will produce in their own and others' lives by quitting all things as thou didst to enter the religious life. Give to parents, relatives, and friends the grace and the wisdom to value above all things a religious or a priestly vocation. Finally, help us all, dear young saint, to be steady in fulfilling the obligations that are ours and to live on earth so as to deserve to reign forever in heaven with Jesus our Lord, the Blessed Mother, St. Barbara, the angels, and the saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.